Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week, following on from Easter, we're reflecting on the centrality of the cross. And today we think about how we can be forgiven if God must judge sin. Let's read from Romans 3, 23 to 26. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate his righteousness because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Today's lesson: to be forgiven, we must give our sin to Christ, who is judged in our stead. Many think of salvation and going to heaven rather like a pair of scales. If our good outweighs our bad, we will be let off our offences, accepted by God and allowed into heaven. This philosophy is the basis of all religion and spirituality. However, it's not the basis of the Christian's approach to God. I'm sure that we can all see that this approach quickly breaks down when the offence is more serious, because we know that it's unrighteous to let someone off when a wrong surpasses a certain level of badness. However, if the problem of forgiveness in the sense of letting someone off can be hard for us, it's impossible for God. Unlike us, who are full of compromise, God cannot let someone off for any wrong, big or small. God, unlike us, is holy and is perfectly good. And so, unlike us, he never compromises on judgment for sin. So how can we be forgiven or justified by God? Our text from Romans makes it clear that there is hope. We can be justified, be accounted righteous, not because God, seeing the good we've done, has let us off, but because God has died in our place for our sin. For God to remain just, he has to judge all sin, and he has made a way to justify us while remaining just by judging his Son in our stead. We enter into the free gift of salvation by faith in Christ. Our text reads, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith. As the blood of those Old Testament sacrifices, foreshadowing Jesus' sacrifice, restored fellowship with God, how much more does Jesus' blood, he being judged and dying for us, reconcile us to God? Christ is our sacrifice of atonement. This means that his death puts us at one. He puts us at one with God. As we read in Romans 3, 23 to 26, we are reminded of the depth of our sin and the holiness of God. No one is exempt from sin and it separates us from God, but God in his mercy has provided a way for us to be forgiven and reconciled to him through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. So in response, to be forgiven, we must give our sin to Christ, who is judged in our stead. Are we still falling back into the scales of good and bad mentality? Are we basing our forgiveness and righteousness on our own performance? Are we dishonoring God by believing that he will overlook sin if we do enough good to make up for it? Are we making our opinions of what is good and bad the test of whether or not we or another is acceptable to God? Today, we see again that God is holy. We've sinned. We cannot save ourselves, and we can be judged according to our own righteousness, or we can receive the atonement and peace that only comes through faith in the God who died for us. God bless you.